Okay, so we're going to start with Daf Mem Aleph on the base, the two dots. It's about a little bit more than a third. So a little bit more than a third down the page. Itmar hevil lefneim te'enim. How does it make sound? What does it make sounds? I think the reason why it makes sounds, the wire. I don't know why it does that. Okay, let's go. Itmar hevil lefneim te'enim v'anav m'sech asuda. They bring in front of the person te'enim v'anav m'sech asuda. So this, now we are, they are in the middle of eating. When you are in the middle of eating, you're not, you don't, it's very hard for us to relate to this type of meal. And in fact, more in the next staff, after Membez, we're going to tell us in the bigger chidush of how they, when they drank wine. They drank wine in the beginning, at the end, in the middle, all different types of drinking. It's hard to relate. Mem Aleph on the base. Mem Aleph on the base. The two dots. Itmar. Itmar hevil lefneim te'enim v'anav m'sech asuda. Te'enim are figs, anav are grapes, in the middle of the suda. These things are not typically eaten in the middle of the suda. They don't belong there because te'enim and anav do not satisfy. So it's unusual. Therefore, the question over here is if you made a birchas hamotzi lechem and aretz on the bread, that bracha, you never had kavana that the bracha hamotzi lechem and aretz should pater the te'enim and the anavim that are going to be now in the middle of the meal. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, tunim bracha lefneim, ve'ein tunim bracha li'acharem. So the halacha is, it requires a bracha, since the birchas hamotzi was never meant for the te'enim and anavim. Is it hissing? Since it was never meant, tunim bracha lefneim, ve'ein tunim bracha li'acharem, so it requires a bracha lefneim because the brichas hamotzi was never meant for the teinim and the anavim. So you have to make a new borei pri ha'etz. The ein to the bracha liacharem. Why not? Because the brichas hamotzi, brichas hamozoin will pater them at the end. The chenam rav nachman to the bracha lefneim, the ein to the bracha liacharem. Period. Rav Sheshe Samar, no. Tun bracha bein lifneim, bein liachareim, shein lecho dobar, shein bracha lefon of ein ton bracha liacharev, ela pas haba bekistin bilva. The only thing that does not require a bracha, that requires a bracha before, and does not require a bracha acharoina, is pas haba bekistin, simply because you make a bracha, bari name is zoinois, because there is dagon, but you do not make the matching, the normal matching bracha acharoina of al hamichya, because you don't have a kazayis bichtei achilas pras. That's it. That's the only time you don't have the matching bracha. And there, but what you're suggesting over here, when you eat pas above kisnin, you have dagon, right? There's grain. Yeah. So what bracha? What's the bracha rishayna? Bar name is zonas. But 98% of this dish is sugar and parched grain and toasted kernels are things that are not mezonos. And if something that's not a mezonos, you don't make an al hamichya. The only thing which you would make an al hamichya is mezonos, dagon. Right? So you start off by making borei minei mizonos, because 2% is mizonos, and if you have 2% of mizonos, you make a borei minei mizonos. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that that's what pas haba bekisnin. Rashi says that pas haba bekisnin is a dish, and the dish has mizonos, but most of the dish is kisnin, toasted kernels, and sugar, and tavlin, spices, all different types of things which are not borei minei mizonos. So the bracha rishoyna is borei minei mizonos. You would expect that the bracha acharoyna would be an al hamichya, what we call a bracha mein shalosh.
But isn't it so that is the majority of that, whatever the food part of the kisnin is the bracha should be on the kernel?
No, that's exactly the point. Since whenever you have mizonos, even if it's a minority ingredient, you make a borei minei mizonos. It's automatically the ikar, unless you have something like a maliach. But this not mizonos shows. This pas haba bekisnin according to Rashi is something different. We're not going to go through all this, then we'll never get anywhere. There's a big machlokes. Right now, we're learning more Lefi Rashi. Rashi learns possible bekisnin is you have a small amount of mezonos, and the majority is kisnin. Kisnin, according to Rashi, means toasted kernels, and the majority is not mezonos. So, what bracha is the bracha acharoina? You can't make an al hamichya because you did not eat within 2, 5, 9 minutes a kazayis of grain. So what bracha are you going to make? So Rashi says you make v'loy klum. Now v'loy klum either means you don't make a bracha achrayin at all, which is a pella, maybe in a chanam, some mishon takalon like that, or it means you don't make an al hamichya, but you make a borei nefasha. So that's how we're going to learn now. You don't make the matching bracha achrayin. The Gemara over here says I have another example where you don't make the bracha achrayin, and that is when you eat grapes or figs in the middle of a meal. When you eat grapes and figs in the middle of the meal, you make the bracha rishayna, boirei pri choetz, and now you're expecting to make the bracha acharon. What's the bracha acharon for grapes and figs? Aloetz, aloetz. And are you doing that? No. Because you're going to make the birchas hamazon, and the birchas hamazon is going to exempt. So look at that. We have two examples where you make a bracha rishayna, but you do not make the matching bracha acharoina. No brachos are a set.
Which we have next week.
What's next week?
Rosh Hashanah, when do you eat the fig? Before Moitzi, after
Moitzi. Oh, right, okay, very good, very good. We eat the apple, dip the apple in the honey,
the
right?
Apple,
right,
fig,
right, right, right.
The
fig, eat a fig, eat a fig.
For the
Shechiyana. Second night. If you eat a fig, that's, people multi, you don't eat figs the whole year, it's only on Rosh Hashanah, eat a fig. Okay, okay, good. Okay. It's a different reason. You're right. It's a different reason. It's a different reason, but it's the same concept. Where you have normally brachas are sets. There's a bracha rishayna and there's a matching bracha acharayna. We have here two examples where we're going to violate that rule. We have a bracha rishayna and we don't have the matching bracha acharayna. When you eat pasba bekistin, bar minim zonos, but you don't make an alamichya. You make bar pura eitz and you're not going to make the alho eitz. What's going on? So along comes the second opinion and says, no, there's only one example in the world where you don't have the matching bracha acharayna. And that's pasaba bekisnin. But everywhere but mimel, since that's the only exception, I disagree with this halacha. If you eat grapes and figs in the middle of a meal, you make a borei pri. Let's see. So the second opinion says Rav Sheshla Matuna Bracha Bein Lifnei Bein Liachareim. You make a borei pri ha'etz because it's not the kavanah. When you said hamotzi lechem in aretz, you did not have kavanah that you're going to eat in the middle of the meal grapes and figs, because that's not normally, at least in time of the Gemara, part of the meal, and you're also going to make an al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz, and after you finish making the al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz, then you're going to bench. That's the second opinion. Okay, that's unheard of today, right? You never heard something like that. You never saw a person go to a meal and they first make al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz and then they make birchas hamazon. But that's what this opinion is. We don't paskin like this, but that's this opinion in the Gemara.
Just because the middle of the meal is close to the end of the meal, correct?
Well, no, even at the end of the meal. You make hamotzi lachem in aretz, and then they bring for you grapes and figs, and you make a borei pireitz, and now the meal is over, and it's time to bench. So there's the two steps to benching. First, you make alo eitz v'al prio eitz, and then you bench birchas hamazon.
Even if it's a dessert, that's what.
No, not dealing with dessert. These are not desserts. It's the middle of the meal. We're dealing with the middle of the meal.
Okay.
Dessert.
No.
The time of the Gemara, dessert was served after you finish making birchas hamazon. Okay, I'm not going now into modern day halacha. They have to finish the whole Gemara first to get to modern day halacha. But in the time of the Gemara, they had dessert. Dessert was eaten after they benched. You bench, and then you have dessert. You make new brachas, a whole new set of brachas. Let's see. That's also not so because the brachas and tzricha. Let's see. What? It's machlokes. Machlokes is the main derived of the rabbi. It's machlokes. Let's see. So ama tem levim levim achim shein lo dosh shatun brachol lefnav ben tem le brach brach leachav el pasva begistin. But and now we have a third opinion. Upligo de Rabbi Chia. Dem bechia ba pas ba teres kol mini machol bread exams kol mini machol v'yayin per de kol mini mashm, which means when you made boirei hamotzi lechem in aretz and now they bring grapes and figs, you don't make a bracha, period. Because you already made hamotzi, motzipas. And when you make birchas hamazon, that's going to exempt the bracha acharoina. So, and then, derech agav, the Gemara says, you make a bracha on yayin, so you don't have to make a bracha shahag, you don't have to make a bracha of other liquids. Now that's not so much, that don't carry with the halacha. There are a lot of rules to follow. There are a lot of rules to follow that, to follow when that halacha is true, when you make a bori pri hagafa and you do not make a shahaka. First of all, it doesn't apply for you have to, it's very complicated. It very rarely apply. The liquid has to be on the table. When you make the bari priya gofen, the soda has to be on the table. Also, if someone's making kiddush, and you don't drink from the kiddush wine, you if you're not the one making the bracha, there are many, many exceptions. It comes out that it's very rare where when you make a bari priya gofen, you don't have to make a shahako. Like by a kiddush though, if you go to a kiddush and you make bari priya gofen, you yourself are making kiddush. You're the one who's making kiddush only. If let's say someone answers, listens, and he takes and he drinks from his tayim, then also it could be that he's exempt. I don't know the halacha. You have to look it up. It's very complicated, but it's not so simple. It's an abused halacha. Well, not abused. You have to know the halacha. Okay, but what do we want now? What do we take out of this gemara? We take out of the gemara. There are three opinions. The bottom line here is there are three opinions in the gemara. There are three opinions in the gemara. If grapes and figs are served in the middle of the meal, we have here sach hakol three opinions. What first opinion is make a bracha rishoina, but you don't make a bracha acharoina. Second opinion, you make a bracha rishoina and a bracha acharoina. The third opinion, neither, not a bracha rishoina and not a bracha acharoina. Amar Papa Hilchos. So what is the bottom line? Devarim habom machmas hasuda besoch hasuda ein tun bracha lo lefnei lo lachrem. That's simple. That was something that's part of the meal that does not refer to grapes. Grapes is not. That's something which is mezoina, something which is not part of the course of the meal. You don't make any brachas. The brachas hamoitzi and the brachas hamazim covers everything that's served in the middle of the meal, and this we are very familiar with today. V'shaloi machmas hasuda b'soy chasuda. Oh, that's grapes and figs. That doesn't belong there in the meal. Tun and bracha lifneihem. You got to make a bari pera eitz. But that's what we do. Halacha l'mais. Halacha l'mais. But v'ein tun bracha liachareihem. But you don't make alo eitz. The brachas hamazon covers it. La'achar has dessert. La'achar hasuda means to un and bracha. Now, la'achar says this is very complicated. The livnig gersois. La'achar hasuda, according to Rashi, means. This is machlokes the Gears Rashi and Tosis, but Rashi here says laachar hasuda, which means Rashi's Gears Dvarim Harigilim Lava Liachar Hasuda Koin Peros. Look at the Rashi; it's four lines from the bottom. Dvarim Harigilim Lava Liachar Hasuda Koin Peros Afilu Heivian Besoich Hasuda Shaloi Machmas Lifton. Then to the bracha Bein Lifneim.
But it does not mean
that. Right, end of the story. So the meal is over. Can you finish the meal? But you did not get bench. No, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Wait, let's go back on one more line. It doesn't belong there. In the middle of the suda, to unim bracha lifneihem, the ein tunim bracha liachareihem. Now, when it says here laachar hasuda, now what does that mean? Laachar hasuda means it means. Just give me one second to clarify. Rashi is a different girsa. Where it says here laachar hasuda, Rashi's girsa is devarim haragilim lava liachar hasuda. And what then was the
Okay,
I made a mistake. We have to take a step back. Okay, I made a mistake. Let's just go one more time to Hilchasa. I made a very critical mistake. Amar Papa, Hilchasa. Dvar Abay Machmasuda Besoich Hasuda. And what is that? Let's see the Rashi. Dvar Abay Machmasuda Lelafes Vemesapas. It accompanies the bread, part of the meal. What's the bracha? Ein Tunim. That's clear. Ein Tunim Bracha. Lo Bracha Lo Tenu Lachrein. Next. Vishaloi machmas hasuda. Now this we never had yet. We did not yet learn this. What is that? Look at Rashi. Vishaloi machmas hasuda besoich hasuda kegoin daisa. Daisa porridge. V'chein kuruv. Kuruv is carib. Uturadin beets. She'enon lifton. Here it's a middle ground. It does not accompany the bread. It's not something you eat together with the bread, but, big but, but it does satiate. It's a very chiddush. It's something, the first thing, you think, we're not familiar with how they ate in ancient times. In ancient times, everything was eaten together with bread. When during the meal, you have whatever you eat, you have bread with it. It's wrapped in bread. Then there's a new category, which really is today. I mean, that's the way we eat today. You have a little piece of bread. Unfortunately, you only have less than a kazayis. You just be toying a teeny mashu of bread. And then you have all these foods. And a lot of the foods are filling. No, they're full of all different types of filling things. That is shaloi machot, what the Gemara is calling here, shaloi mach masasuda. It's not lelafes bohem esapas. It does not accompany the bread, but it's satisfying. It satiates. Yeah? What?
Soup?
I don't know. It probably depends on the soup, the types of soups. Okay. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know the guidelines. But here we listen to the Gemara. Daisa kruv utradin she'enam lifton. They don't accompany the bread, but ubayin lemazon uvulasoiva. So what's the rule? It requires a bracha lifnehem. You got to make a bracha before, but you don't make a bracha achareina. Now we come to category three. Category three is our sugya, is what we've discussed in great detail above, where they bring you now back to the Gemara. They bring you now dvarim haboyim. Which according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't have the gear to those two words. Rashi's a little bit more. Rashi's gear is devarim haregilim lavoi liachar hasud. Dessert things. What are dessert things? Our sugya, grapes and figs. That's normally, normally they're brought because the grapes and figs do not satisfy. Grapes and figs, that's two strikes against it. Number one, they're not. They do not accompany bread. Number two, strike number two is they do not satisfy. When are they normally served by a normal meal? After you already finished benching, and you go outside into the hall to the Viennese table, and you have grapes and figs. But you're at an unusual party. At this party, for whatever reason, they're serving grapes and figs in the middle of the meal. That's our sugya. That's what we've learned in the Gemara above. So what's the halacha? Tu'unim brocha. That was the middle opinion. So the Gemara is coming to Paskin the halacha like the middle opinion that dvarim that are not normally part of the meal that do not satisfy in middle of meal, you make a bari prio eitz, and before you bench you have to also recite the alo eitz, the alo prio eitz, and then you recite benching. Obviously we don't pass like that. We don't pass, but that's the Gemara that we ruba the ruba. I once thought, whenever the Gemara says hilchasa, you can bet that's not the halacha. That's very, very definitely more common like that than not. That we don't pass on the Gemara's Hilchasa. Shalu is ben zayim neima nu halacha. Shalu is ben zayim ben neima amu devar mabar machmas asuda. Why is devar mabar that comes machmas b'sech asuda into bebracha l'lefim v'lachem? Why so you ask them which lachas to pass? You don't make a bracha. Amalohem hoyu l'pas peitras on pasha, because when you eat bread, when you make the bracha samoitzi, things which come which accompany the bread that are l'lafes v'mesapas. When you make a bracha on the bread, so Hamoitzi exempts those items. See, if that's the case, nami niftarei, yai nami niftarei. So then everyone, this is a very important halacha. People don't know this halacha. If you go to a wedding and you wash and they bring out wine, you have to make a bracha gofen. Yain is not exempt. If you go to a wedding and they bring out and you wash and you make hamoitzi, and then in the middle of the wedding they bring out to the table, the waiters come fancy ways and you like some wine, you must make a boire pri hagofen.
In your own house,
no, right in your own house. But why is it very?
Because
in your own house you normally don't make a bracha even if you have it on the table. Even if you have it on the table, the past does not.
A different way.
No, because in your own house when you have meals you make kiddush. 99% of the time when you have unless you have very fancy
three meals. I don't know what house and house.
No, but Louis, so you make your right. One wine, and then you bring out a different wine.
But only, different wine? No, 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 no. I don't think so. I do not think so. Once you make a boy priya gofen and wine, that's it. You don't have to, okay, I don't know the details. I don't want to get to the wrong Allah. But there are chlal. What?
It's more meshuba.
More meshuba, and then you make a tovu meitiv. If it's a better quality wine, they bring a better quality out tovu meitiv. So there's not okay. There's a lot of kavanah in halachas. But that's not the point of here. Is if you wash, you didn't make kiddush, and you wash, and now wine is brought. You make a bari priya gofen. So the Gemara's question is: since it's the derech to drink wine during the meal, so just like if you all the other things which you eat during that, you eat during the meal to still accompany the bread. Everyone agrees. Less man the palik yipater. So yain is a zel bazak. It's lishois. It soaks the food. So you pass yach yain ami niftrei pass. So now this is a very important line. This is quoted all over the yain. Shiny yain the goyim bracha liatzma. We'll see the Rashi. The goyim yain bracha liatzma. Bekama mekayim al suba. It comes with bracha and love. We make a special bracha. The afal pi shaloha yutshichem l'shtiyasa. By a wedding, by a bris, by a pinyin aben, you always make a bari priya gofen in honor of an event. Therefore, you see the Chazal gave extra special chashivas to yayin. Now, this Gemara has to be added to the magic formula of why yayin. The Gemara before the remember the bringing of Sachta, I don't remember when, gave two other reasons why yayin is different. Number one, it's soid, it satisfies. The Gemara only a little bit, only a lot of wine satisfies, but a small amount is soid, and it's misaneach. But if you look at the post game, they say three. It's soid, misameach, and the ikur is the goyrim bracha liatzmai. And that's why yain is in a league all to itself. It has three milas. What? Like by a wedding. By a wedding, mikra by a bris mila. Do you have to drink the wine by a bris mila? Mikra didn't know. Make bor priya gofen. So let's say no one drinks the wine. Is it bracha levatala? No. By a wedding, the Messiah Yushin, he makes two brachas. And the chasna kal, they drink a little bit of yain. Let's say they wouldn't drink the wine. Is it a bracha levatala? No. What? Right, they shake their hand and they lick it. It's a chumrah, it's a hiddur. It's a hiddur. But let me ask you a question. The ikar hadin, let's say the Masada Kedushin is not him. Let's say the chosn kala, they're not talking from the kashal yayin. Is it a bracha levatala? Absolutely not. It's takonas chazal, you make a bori priya gofen in the honor of the occasion. Takonas chazal. By a brismila, I'll give you the class by a lot of things like this. A tinus. The whole shaila. What happens on a lot of by a bris milah by a tinus? Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av. So okay, give it to the cotton. Well, let's say Lu Yitzu, there's no cotton.
Just a come out.
I remember this couple of years I went to a bris. They were fighting. They're still fighting over this. This week I was talking to someone. They're still fighting over this. They made a bris in Sukkis, and they made the bris in the house because they didn't want the sukkah. Was a teeny little sukkah, and there was no place to. That was the Messias. They didn't have a big fancy sukkah, and it wasn't enough room to make the bris in the sukkah, so they made the bris in the apartment. It's a nice sunny. You make bari priya gofen. Who drinks the yayin? It's a big shiloh. It's machlokes apayiskin. Big one of the big heavy duty shilohs. What do you do by the bris nidah when you make on sukkahs? When you make the bris in the house, not in the sukkah, and you make the bari priya gofen, who drinks the yayin? Normally the moil drinks the yayin, or the aviyah bin, whoever drinks the yayin. So some say that you give it to a katan to drink.
Why?
What? You can't. Why don't you bring it down to the sukkah? Okay, I hear the question.
Sukkah is up on the sixth.
I don't know, but I remember there was a big tumult. What's the halach and it's machlek is a poskim? Why you follow this shita? They're still fighting. Out of here, it's already been 3 years since the bris. They're still fighting. Why you did this? You didn't do this. No, my rabbi told me this. They're still fighting. But it's not a ma'akev. That's what the Gemara is. Goyrim brocha le'atzmo menela. That's the mile of the yai. Yain is in the league in and of itself. Let's go back there. Now we go. The Gemara just touches a little bit on the sugi of pasim of kistin. Not much. We're not going into the halacha because it's way, way over our time limit and over my knowledge. That's the reason. Rav Huna ochal tleisa maisha he ochal he ate tleisar. When this wire is nicked, the wire gets nicked, that's what makes all these funny sounds. Rav Huna ochal tleisa rifte b'day tlasa tlasa b'kaber. Rav Huna he ate 13 loaves of bread. An enormous amount of bread. That's a lot of bread. 13 loaves of bread. B'nei t'los, t'los, b'kav. Each 3 loaves of bread was a kav. A kav is a measure, a significant measure. V'loy baruch, and he did not recite Birchas Hamazon. He did not recite a Baruch Ha'achreina. In other words, this was Pelkut Rashi. Rashi says, okay, we'll learn according to Rashi now. If you want to look at Rishayim, you'll find a long list of Rishayim telling you the Dinah Mahalchim. Rashi, Rav Noach, placed a Durftei Mipas Haba Bekisnin. And we have to remember learning Rashi Lishitosoi. Pas Haba Bekisnin, a small amount of Dagon. But 98% is Dvash, Tavlin, all different types of funny things. V'loi Beirach Acharav. He did not make a Baruch Ha'achreina. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says Adi Kafna. Rashi, Adi means Elu. Elu Koloimar. Koloimar is always a stop sign, but what does it mean over here? Elu Leravoy Nechlu. These were eaten due to famine. You're starving. V'achilu Merubu Kizu Loi Nifteres Mibrocha. And that was Adi Kafna. The reason why you're eating so much 30 loaves of bread is because you must be starving. And because you're starving, that's why you did not make a Barucha Acharoina. Because you're not eating it.
So
what does it mean exactly? It's not clear what it means. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi is a little complicated. V'achilo merubu kizu loy nifteres b'bracha elo kol. So let's say adi kafna klamer elu l'ravoy nechlu v'achilo merubu kizu loy nifteres. He comes to say it's not correct. Loy nifteres b'bracha elo kol shachem koyim achilasim b'kach ton birchas hamazon kach perish rav. So he's coming. What's the reason why you're not reciting Birchas Hamazon? It's because you're still hungry. You're still hungry. How do you know you're still hungry? Because you're eating 13 loaves of bread. Eating 13 loaves of bread, meaning if there was 14 loaves of bread, if there was 14, you would have eaten 14 also. If you're coming ready to eat, and it's understood between the lines, and it's not clear between the lines, is that he was still hungry. And therefore, since he was still hungry, he did not recite, he felt that's not a normal type of achila for which he recited Birchas Hamazon. So to that he said, you're making a big mistake. Why are you making a big mistake? Ella, kol shachedim kaivim olav su'udot tsarich levarach. Now that also gives us a little bit insight into what his lumness was. That since other people, this for them is considered a meal, Mimela Yuchayev to make a Birchas Hamazon. Yuchayev to Lavorech to make a Birchas Hamazon. In other words, what is he teaching us? If you Koveya Suda on Pas Hababi Kisnin, you have to recite Birchas Hamazon. A person has, let's say, three pieces of pizza. Let's say you learn that piece of pizza is called Pas Hababi Kisnin. Let's say Luyitsuya, that's not really Rashi's possible with Kisnin, but let's say you would call Kazan. So since that's called the Kaveya Suda, even though one slice of pizza would not be called Kaveya Suda, but three slices for the average person is called Kaveya Suda, that's called a possible with Kisnin, you have to recite, even though you are still hungry. So in other words, the reason why he did not recite Birchas Hamazon is because it was because of a double leniency. Number one, he was still hungry, and number two, it's Pas Habab Bekis. Let me read you what it says. Hari Kikaris. You don't have this from the parish over here in my Gemara, the Masifta. Harei kikoros elu nechlu mibnei harav v'loy kederech pas habab kisnin sh'oichla mimena ma'at v'achila merubo kizu hi'achila l'shem suda ha'chayeves v'achila merubo kizu hi'achila l'shem suda ha'chayeves v'bracha v'avu yishloi sovata mi'achila zu einiches. So Rashi, this way he's explaining Rashi, pas habab kisnin is something that you only eat a small amount. When do you eat Pas Habab Kisnin according to Rashi? When the meal is over. You're already satisfied, and now they bring out dessert. 90% is honey and ingredients, tavlin, and toasted kernels, and a little bit of mazonos. It's not the derech to eat a lot of Pas Habab Kisnin. You eat just one piece of cake. You don't eat. You don't need the whole cake. So your whole achila is shalai kederech. Mimela, that's why you did not recite the Baruch Acharona. That's a mistake. He's coming. Bottom line is, since Soif Kol Sof, you did eat a large amount of dagon, and in that dagon you have the shear of a kezias. It's kviyas suda. You have enough dagon, which is equivalent to kviyas suda. Memela, you chayiv to recite birchos hamaz. That's what he said. Now Rashi is a second parish, which he totally rejects. But I was saying the parishu tleisa riftei mipas shalon. He ate not pasa babekis, because nowhere in the Gemara, does it say pasa babekis. According to the first interpretation of Rashi, it's very good. Because what was his logic? That I'm eating shloik. How do I know which shloik derech? Because pasa babekis, then you only eat a small amount. Here he's eating a large amount. That's shloik derech. It's because of famine. Shloik derech. You don't make a bracha achrayna. You're making a mistake. The bottom line is, you filled up your stomach with a normal amount of food, which other people would consider to be a full meal, even though it's not the normal thing that you normally would do. It's not when you kaveh suda, but since it is, bottom line, the calories is what's equivalent to full meal, you make a birchas hamazon. The second pair, but it doesn't say pasul b'kisa in the Gemara. Rashi saying that he ate regular bread, but he was still hungry when he was finished. He was starving, and he ate regular high quality bread, 13 loaves, and he was still hungry. It says in the Torah, v'yachalta v'savata. You have to be satisfied. I'm not satisfied, I'm still hungry. Oh, you're not satisfied. And we're saying a prayer should tlay sarifte mi pashalanu v'lebech achra v'shun d'loy sova v'krok sif v'yachalto v'sovota v'verachta v'chein prayer shavi hu rabbi Yehudai ba'al halachas g'dayla. So Eino nearly Rashi rejects this parish. Why? The last tlay the Rav Huna, the chazal, that even though you're not hungry, the people will machmer on themselves, that even Hashem's, I'm going to show Christ a favor. Yisa Hashem ponav elecha. Why? Because even though they're not satisfied, they still recite birchas hamaz even when they're not satisfied. That's the Russians. That's not be pshat in the Gemara. Kivayit el kol shachem gomel uslo shachem bex. Rabbi Yehuda v'yosef new ma'isa. Rabbi Yehuda v'yosef leil brei bei Rabbi Yehuda. He was basically preparing a suda for his son Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda v'yosef leil brei. Period. He was preparing a suda schasna where by his mechudin bei Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva. By his mechudin Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva. Ice l'kamei pasabah b'kis. They brought mamish pasabah b'kis. According to Rashi, he means a small amount of grain. Ki also. When he came, he heard they made a bracha. What bracha do you make on Pas Habab Kisnin? He shaminu de kamavarche hamoitzi. Now, what do we make? What bracha do we make on Pas Habab Kisnin? We make mizonis. Listen, according to Rashi, it means you have a small amount of dagon, regular pas with a lot of davash and parched grain. So he said to him, what is this? My tzitze de koshamana. I hear tzitze. I hear this syllable tzitze, which means it's short for hamoitzi. Hamoitzi. Tzitzi. I hear everyone saying tzitzi, tzitzi, tzitzi. What's going on over here? Dilma, hamoitzi lechem in eretz kamav archisu? Are you making a brichas hamoitzi? Where did you learn in yeshiva? You making hamoitzi? Amrilei in yes, the Tanya. Rabbi Moine Omar, he was our Rashiva, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda, Pasba Bekistin, Mevarchin Olof, hamoitzi. That's the bracha. V'amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Moine. Amalahu, no, you're making a big mistake. Ein halacha Rabbi Moine. Itmar, we learned Amrilei, Itmar Amrilei. But they said to him, "Vaha Marhu Diyamar Meshmei Deshmul Lachmonios Marmarim." But what he told me, you told us that Lachmonios means that's another word for pasta above the kistim. Lachmonios means like breads. Breads. What? Well, it's not really clear. You have to know what pasta above the kistim according to Rashi. Whatever you learn according to Rashi, you have to fataych lachmonios means. It means whatever Rashi says pasta above the kistim. That's what lachmonios. Whatever it is, it's something according to each opinion. It is pasta above the kistim. You can make an eruve chatzeros, eruve tuchumin, and for these things you need to have real bread, the real deal. Umevarchin alein hamoit. See, oh, so it's very sure you make hamaitzi. So the Gemara says, no, here is a very important yesod. Shiny hosam de kova sudo se alai. That's halacha lemaisa. Even if you have pas habab kisnin, whatever it is, if you kaveya sudo, you make hamaitzi. If you have danishes, let's say you're going to eat three danishes, right? That's your lunch. Your lunch, normally one danish during mealtime, make a barbecue, but if you're going to have for lunch, you're in an airport, and the only thing that you have in your knapsack, your wife packed up for you three danishes, and you're going to make a bar, and you're going to eat it at the lunch, that's going to be lunch, you have three danishes, that's a suda. You make hamoitzi on the danishes, and you recite birchas hamazon. So it's no stira. When he went to the chasna, he was waiting for his son's chasna in the Tayyis Mechutin, and he heard them making hamoitzi on Pasul Bekistin, that wasn't the meal. That was a snack. They were in the middle of doing the seating, and they were snacking on mezonos, and they were making hamoitzi. You're making a mistake. You're not having a meal. You're having a snack on a snack of a ba possible kiss, and you make a mezonos. But if you've been kaveh suda possible kiss, then you make a hamoitzi. Avol hechdu loy kavak sivusal ayul loy. Rav Papa ikal lebe Rav Huna bere Rav Nosson bar Nosson. Baras the gamay suda say aysel kamei midi lemechal. The meal. Now here we go to a new sugya, okay? The totally new sugya into the Mishnah. The sugya of once you decide that you're going to bench, once you decide you're going to bench, and if you know you now you have to make a new bracha. If you change your mind and you want to eat, you have to make a new bracha. What is called the end of the meal? So the meal was over. They finished. I see the kamay immediately lemechal. They brought over there another dish. Shaka papa v'ka'achel, so he ate it. Amar le, what are you doing? You didn't make a new bracha. Once the meal is over, once they serve the last course, and now we're about to bench, if they now bring, they change their mind, and the chef brings out a new course, you have to make a new bracha.
Nothing is to make a new bracha, you have to make a new bracha.
Hamoitzi. Well, you have to make a new bracha.
You have to bench?
No. If you want, you have to make a new bracha. Make a new bracha. Pasha, you have to make a new bracha. Okay, I'm sorry, you're right, okay. That's what Rashi says. Also, mulechol adshi. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. Adshi yivorech bichas amazim miyachsi yivorech al habolufanav. They came the gomar asich daitei mebracha rishayne umisudase. You have to bench. Okay, you're right. You have to bench. So what are you doing? So amalei loisov lamar gomar also mulechol amalehu silek itmar. No, the only time the meal is over is when they take away the table. In ancient times, they sat by little tables, and when they would finish eating, the table would be removed. So even the...
Clearing off.
Itmar, Rava of Rabbi Zera, Iklu Beresh Kalusa, Lavasa Tesaliku after the Saliku Taka Mikamau, they took away the table. They Taka picked up the table, and the table was gone. And then, Zimikamayo, Shadulhu Ristaka, Biberesh, they sent a piece of meat, Ristaka means a piece of meat from the Resh Kalusa, another course. Let's bring back the table. Let's eat. Rava Ochel. Rava ate it. He didn't bench. He didn't make a new brach. He ate it. Rav Zera lo yachal. Rav Zera said to Rav, what are you doing? Over here, l'chol hadeis. They took away your table. It's curtains. You have to now bench and make a new brach. Amalei, listen, we're sitting here. We're not the balabayas. We're just guests. The head of the household is the Resh Kalusa, and they didn't take away his table. So as long as they didn't take away the table from the Rosh Habayis, even though they took away the table from all the other people, the meal is not over, and Mimela, you can continue eating until it's not over. It's not called Tzilik. Ananas, Ataka, Dresh, Kalusa, Samchin, Amrav, Mualach, Haragel, Bishem. In ancient times, when the meal was over, they would smear their hands with oil. That was part of the process of eating. So if you regular shemen, shem me'akvoy, it ain't over until they bring out the oil. And if they take away the table, and everything, they're ready to bench, but they didn't bring out the oil, and then they change their mind, they want to bring another course, as long as you did not smear your hands with oil, you can eat another course, without making a bracha. Amalani told us, what is our custom here? We smear oil on our hands, the oil prevents us, we can continue until we do the oil. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is they have two opinions. One opinion is silek, remove the table, and the second opinion is oil. Now the Gemara says, guess what? The halacha is like none of the above. The less hilchos hakachol haneshmaitze elo ki chodav rav ki barashi amarav shalosh tekifos, and there are three areas in halacha which are back to back. What does that mean? Takef l'smicha shidin by a carbon. Right after smicha, you rest your hands on the carbon and you say vidya. The carbon is when you do shchita. Takef l'gula tefila. Baruchat Hashem Goal Yisrael, we immediately say Yisaymech Geulah L'Tfila. And the third thing is, and Benetilas Yodayim Bracha. Mayim Acharoinim. After you do Mayim Acharoinim, that is when you bench. So what's the Gemara telling us incidentally? Incidentally is, even if you have oil, even if you smear your hands with oil, if you did not yet wash Mayim Acharoinim, it's not over. You can not.
You're
going to bench. And if you say, the only exception is if you say Havlon Nevarich, let's bench. Right, that's the exception. But if you don't say Havlon Nevarich, the Gemara is telling us the bottom line is not Silek and not Mishcha. The bottom line is Mayim Acharonim is what ends the meal. Right, now the Gemara tells us the fourth thing, which means the fourth thing of Tekef, Avabayav and Anu Noimar, Tekef Talmidei Chachamim Bracha. If you support Talmidei Chachamim, if you invite them into your home to benefit from your property, you will immediately be blessed with blessing Bracha. Shenemar, Lavan said to Yaakov, since you came to my home, I've been blessed with children, and my parnasa shot through the roof. Vayivarcheni Hashem Biglech, Hashem has blessed me because of you. Yibayisei Mehacha Shenemar, Vayivarch Hashem Espeis HaMitzri Biglal Yosef. When Yosef came to Paro, Menela, there was enormous blessing that came to Paro because he hosted in his home a Talmud Chacham. Berech alayayin shlifnei almozen potos alayayin shlach almozen. Now we go to wine. Now we have to remember, in ancient times, wine was a big deal. They would just come to drink wine. Now they were going to see that we'll see in the moment soon. The bottom, they would drink wine three times during the meal. They would first come, sit down, and drink wine. Just have a course of yayin before the meal started. After they filled themselves appetizer. Up, appetizer, that was before they washed. After they washed, after they had their course of yayin, they would then go and wash for bread, have a meal, and during the meal they would drink a small amount of wine. The small amount of wine was only to, in order to swallow, help them swallow, to soak. It's called lishrois. Lishrois, to soak the food in liquid. Then they benched, the meal was over, they benched, and then they would bring out another cup of wine. Another cup of wine, or it's not necessarily after they benched, even before they benched, we'll see in a moment, before different customs, and before they benched, they would then bring for dessert a cup of wine to drink the wine just for the sake of drinking the wine. So, Berech Alayayin, Shavne Amazon, if you make a Bari Priya Gofen before you wash the Hamaitzi, Potter Asayayin, Shalacher Amazon. So then that means that the wine that you drink, after you finish the course, you finish the entire meal, and then they bring out wine for dessert, so you don't need to make a new borei pri hagafen. And the wine that was the borei that was made before you began the meal, and you use for that as well. Next, now we go. The Gemara will discuss this in a moment. Now the Mishnah is running through just some basic rules. Berech al hapar peres shalifnei hamazon, on the appetizer. On the appetizer before shalifnei hamazon, potter es hapaperes shliacher hamazon. So before you wash, they would serve an appetizer, and you make a borei pri adama, and then you wash, and then in the middle of the meal, they serve another appetizer, another papyrus. If they were to do so, you do not. That normally, that papyrus would normally require its own bracha, because we learned the previous staff, because that's not dover haba machmas hasuda, and normally doesn't belong here. For whatever reason, they decided to serve an extra course of papyrus in the middle of the meal. Since you already made a bari priyadala shahakol, or whatever it was before, before the mazon, and you did not yet recite birchas hamazon, so the bracha you made before you wash will exempt the papyrus that you're eating now in the middle of the meal. Shlachar Mazon means Shlachar Hamazon. I'm sorry. Shlachar Mazon means the papyrus, the dessert that's served after you finish your meal, before you bench, of course. We'll see in the Gemara again. Berech al pas. Now, once you make a brach on pas during the meal, potter es a papyrus. That is a general halacha. Berech al pas, potter es a papyrus. But al papyrus, that's pashut that we know. But al papyrus loy potteres apas. But if you make a bracha on the papyrus, it's not going to exempt the pas, because pas is more choshev than the papyrus. Beshamai Oimrim Afle Maisa Kedera. Not only does the Paper, now the Gemara is going to give two interpretations for what this means, so we'll leave for the Gemara because we're behind. The Gemara will come back on the next Amud and exactly what Beshamai is coming to dispute with the Tanakama. Loi Pot Maisa Kedera means Mizonos. See, Parperes, let's look at Rashi very quickly. Rashi di Bamasal Yayin. Berech ala Yayin. Okay, read the Rashi in the Mishnah. The custom was, before they were beginning to bring kos yayin, come on. The Gemara is tells the entire order of eating. And when they bring the wine, they also bring parperos in order as an appetizer. Pargios, the dog in pargios is, I think, types of meat. What? Fowl. The dog and fish. The acharkach mevina shulchan. And then they bring the table with the bread and all the good stuff. And you wash. And then la'achma suda. And after they finish eating the good stuff, the meat, the bread and the meat and all the stuff, yoshvim, they sit v'shoysim v'yoichlin. Then they bring out a course of wine and also more food. U'mahin oichlim, what do they eat at the end of the meal? Parperos and nocha, another type of appetizer. Not appetizer, they're already finished. They eat parperos. Kigoin. Kisone demalu liba, the parched grain. This is pas haba kisnin. This is what they eat at the end of the meal. The lachmonios, another type of pas haba kisnin. The hu yayin u parparos, that's the yayin, the parparos, shalachar hamazoin, ushneim koidim birchas hamazoin. So we have to get the order and everything in order. Before the meal begins, they bring out yayin and parparos. And you make a boire pri hagofen. And you make on the parparos borei minei mizoinos, if it's mizoinos, or if it's shahak, whatever it is, you make a brach. And then they bring out the meat, the bread and the meat, the main course, and you wash and you break hamotzi lechem and aretz and eat the whole meal. And now the meal is over. And now they bring nochamol yayin, nochamol parparos. Do you have to make a new bracha? The answer is no, because the berachas borei pri hagofen that you made before you washed is going to take care of the yayin that's for dessert, and the bracha you made for the parparos before you wash will also take care of the parparos you can eat. And now at the end of the meal, and then you recite berachas hamazon, and that covers everything. Okay, let's see the Gemara.
The first time was before.
Yes. Before hamotzi, correct. Now. And then we have Maisa Kedera, which we'll come to in the Gemara. Maisa Kedera is not parparos, it's more significant. It's mezoinos. It's a more heavy, it's a heavier type of food. It's in between bread and parparos. We'll see in the Gemara. Hayoyeshim, now they're drinking the wine. Hayoyeshim, kol echam rechliatzmo. When they sit down to eat, everyone makes their own bracha. And Rashi says, Hayoyeshim. Yoishim b'loy haseibas mitos no, they're just sitting. Shemoitim ali tzidehem, they lean on their sides, smallest on the left side. Shem choke al hamita v'yochel m'shoisim b'haseibas. Then they lay the two when they eat. Let's say hayoishim. Let's say now they bring out the bread. Okay, they bring out the bread, and no one is reclining. Everyone is sitting up. If you're sitting up in your chair and you're not leaning on the left side, that everyone should then make their own separate bracha because they're not considered to be a group. But hesebu. But if everyone is sitting by their little table and they're all reclining on their left side, that means they're a group. Because you would only recline when you are together as a group. Then one person makes the bracha and is moitzi everyone together with him in that room. Everyone, not like today, where everyone has, you have one table, everyone sits around the table. In those times, everyone had their own little table. They all sat in a room. So the question is this a restaurant? Everyone is eating their own meal, or it's one big group meal. So if it's like a restaurant, everyone, a lot of table, everyone's sitting doing their own little thing, so that's called yoshin. Then each one makes their own bracha. But if they're all sitting, they're all reclining, that means they're all, it's a group, one makes a bracha and they all eat together. Say b'gechem b'rachel. Now, bol lechem yayin b'secham mozen. Now, that's bread. So far, we discussed bread. Now, let's discuss yayin. Now, let's say yayin comes with secham mozen. Yayin comes in the middle of the meal. Yayin. In the middle of the meal, even a meal where they're sitting, they have seba, kol echad v'yechem v'rach liatzmo. Everyone. What?
They did make the bracha before the suda.
Oh, so we can see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss a different type of yayin. Yayin that comes be'emsa hasuda is not necessarily exempt from yayin that came lefnei hasuda. So now yayin comes b'soich hasuda. Why? The Gemara will explain, because he'd have to answer amen. If one person is going to get up, make a bracha and say bari priya gofen, and everyone suddenly is going to have to answer on the spot amen, they may not be ready to answer. They may have something in their throat, and if they'll answer amen, they may choke. So it's not a good idea to hold up the oilam, because everyone is acher hamazon when they finished eating. So now no one has anything in their throat, and they're all sitting together, and now they're serving yayin as a dessert all together. Echad mevarech lekulam. There's no sakana they're going to choke because they're not eating. The meal is over. One person makes bari priya gofen on behalf of everyone. Vuhu the one that makes the bari priya gofen when the meal is over. Vuhu oimer al hamugmar. He is the one that says the besan. Boyre atse besan. In ancient times, when the meal was over, they would bring out besanim and they would make a boyre atse besan. So a maschel b'mitzvah. Once the person that he was mechubed, he was honored to make the bar priya gofen on behalf of everyone that's going to drink yain for dessert, he also is honored with making the bracha bari atzei besamim. So even though the mugmar is only going to be brought liachar hasuda at the very end, he's the one that's going to make, and which means after Birchas Hamazon. So what will you tell me? What will you suggest? You'll tell me that it's not fair. If you're making, because once you recite Birchas Hamazon, that's the ultimate hefsek. That's the end. You make a bari priya gofen. You make Birchas Hamazon. You ate the meal. And then when the meal is over, before you bench, we now are going to serve a dessert. What's dessert? Yayin and parparos. So the yayin is served. No one is eating the main course. No one has anything in their throat. There's no reason for anyone to choke. One person is honored with making the bari priya gofen, and everyone answers amen. Okay, now we bench. After benching is over, it's over. We're finished. Now before you leave, it was the custom. Fragrance. They bring out the mugmar and they recite bari atzei besamim. Who should get the covet of saying bari atzei besamim? It's a new kibbut, because we already benched. There's no shaykhis to what happened from the middle of the suda. We should give it to someone else. No. Even though we are mafsik with Birchas Hamazon between the bari priya gofen that was dessert and now the brach of mugmar, the one that was zoicha to say the bari priya gofen for dessert is going to have the schus to say the brach of atzei besam for the mugmar. Amar Rabba, Baruch Hanam Yochanan, Loshon Elo B'Shabbos Yom Tovim. This is the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah that yayin shlofnei hasuda. Wait, what was the halacha that you make a bari priya gofen? The bari priya gofen. The reason why you said it, because the battery is almost dead. The reason why you make the bari priya gofen before the suda, and that. Wait, 2 minutes. The reason. Turn. I don't know how to. Okay. The reason why. Fine. So sorry. Don't mind. The reason why you make the bari. Turn off. Okay. The reason why you make the bari priya gofen before the suda, right? We make the bari priya gofen before the suda, and now when the meal is over and they serve yayin for dessert, you don't have to make another bari priya gofen. That is only true on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because then your kavan is when you make the bari priya gofen before the suda, which could even refer to the kiddush. Your kavan is, I know that we're going to have dessert, and part of the dessert is to drink cups of yayin. So I want the bari priya gofen that's recited before the suda to go for the yayin that we're going to drink for dessert. But during the weekday, not most people don't have wine for dessert. So if you have an unusual situation where they bring out yayin for dessert during the weekday, you have to make another bari pre-agam because you never had a kavan. The bari pre-agam before the meal would serve as for dessert. You have kavan to have dessert. If you bring out yayin at the very end, you make another bari pre-agam. At the very end. So the chiddush will be is that, let's say, for dessert you have 3 cups of wine.
Yeah.
You got to make another brach for the second cup and for the third cup. Because during the week, ad kan, 1 cup is enough. I got to go back to work. Another cup? Oh, a new bracha. But on Shabbos, you'll drink dalad kaisis. Or, I bet you don't have a bes amerchats, or, you need koyach. When you go to the Samarachats, it weakens you. So you have to have a good meal. Then you come on, you need a lot of yayin. Then you indeed have to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha. But when it's not these things, during the weekday, they made a bracha before they said a moitzi. And they made another bracha. This was b'choil, and they made another bracha during the week. It was during the week, and they made another bracha for dessert. Amalei Yishar, excellent. You know the halacha. You know that it's choil, it's not Shabbos. You need to make another bracha. The Chayda Rambam Levi, Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Iklal Lebei Abaye Biyamtiv and Yamtiv. Chazei the Baruch Hakol Kosa VeKosa. What's going on? You don't. One bracha is good for everything. I do, but I decided I'm not going to have another kais. I decided at kan and call it quits. I'm afraid to drink too much. I'm going to have to give a shir. So since you changed your mind, maybe we have to make another bracha. Okay, we'll stop here.